Phil Landry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Do we only run that bumper once a night? It's funny how when you hate something, it just sounds like you're using it all the time. I'm joking around, Mike. It's okay. It's Rush. It's fine. 1-800-449-8686. We have Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Doug is an entertainment writer and checks in on our show quite regularly to talk about films. Tonight, though, something a little bit different. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I think, as Doug is so often fond of telling us, it probably is something a little bit close to your heart. I'd like to lead off here, Doug, if you don't mind, and give people the background on this, and then you can comment, okay?
That'd be fine, Phil.
A scientist, and I don't know the name of the scientist, using the world's most powerful computer, was able to extrapolate that HIV-1, the virus that causes AIDS, was first introduced to the human species sometime around 1930. Now, this is work that is done using whatever scientific decoding that one uses through the computer. They were able to determine that it's a much older virus than we originally thought, Doug, correct?
Well, we originally thought, Phil, that the virus was introduced into the human species back in the 1950s as a result of bad polio vaccinations going on in Africa and the use of needles. So now we find that this is not the case. Now we find that the AIDS virus, HIV-1, and it has transmuted quite a bit. So since it has been introduced into the human species, the virus continues to mutate, and that's why it's so drug-resistant in so many ways. But we do know now that it is much older than we thought, that it was around 1930 that this disease, the HIV virus, was transmitted trans-species between primates and human beings.
So this is this disease, the HIV virus, this virus originated with primates in Africa.
That is correct. Chimpanzees, some other kinds of primates, and Before we go any further, that puts to rest, and that's the thing that I wanted to say right off that, it puts to rest the idea that this is a gay-invented disease, or that gay people invented this disease, or that this was somehow spread by gay people. No, a gay person can be blamed again, I think, for the spread of HIV, and that patient number zero in Montreal that they talked about it and the band played on, he in particular, probably his family should get a big apology. This is just not a disease that originated with gay people. This originated with chimpanzees and was transmitted to human beings sometime around the 1930s.
How did it jump from the primate species to the human species?
Well, I think that's pretty evident. I think that's self-explanatory. I think it was a sexually transmitted between a straight man and a chimpanzee. And that this
now wait, no, hold on. You're saying that the disease, the HIV, was transmitted between a monkey and a straight man.
That is correct. Yes.
Why?
Because first of all, there is not a gay man or woman on earth that would consider that kind of sex. That just isn't anything that gay people do. That's something straight people do. Now, I want to tell you this.
I don't know how you can make that.
I want to tell you this, Phil. This was most probably delivered via a bite, because they're talking about a bite transmitting the disease into the bloodstream of a human being. And you have to be pretty sick, I mean, to put it into the mouth of a chimpanzee. But that's exactly what happened, Phil, some 60, 70 years ago, somewhere in Africa. A straight guy, I guess he'd been away from his wife too long.
You don't have any way to confirm this. I mean,
well, Phil, it stands to reason. What I know about straight people, and you know them too, they are a little aberrant when it comes to that kind of thing. I mean, you may think that gay people are crazy, but straight people, the only people, if you look at some of these porn sites, you look at some of these bestiality sites, those are sites visited primarily by straights. And, you know, as sad as it is, as tough as it may be for you people to understand that...
And you people are who? Us straight people?
Yeah, I mean, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm trying to be as honest as I can. But as tough as it may be for you to understand and comprehend and come to terms with this, I think it's time for straight people to come to terms with the fact that a straight guy was in the jungle in 1930 and might have been away from his family for a long time, might have been away from his wife for a long time, took a look at a chimpanzee. Now, what was going on down there? They were building highways in the continent of Africa back in 1930.
Right.
There were a lot of workers down there. They were away from their homes, away from their families. And you know how guys get on a Friday night.
So what you're telling me is some guy took a liking to a monkey that he saw.
Some guy, some straight guy.
Because gay guys don't do that. Straight guys do.
That's correct. Took a look and took a liking to a monkey and went for broke. And I will tell you this. I suppose I understand it on this level.
That I'm finding this really hard to believe, that some guy, some straight guy, tried to get a, I don't know. What do you say to a monkey? I mean,
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. But what I'm saying to you is, if you're a straight guy trying to be loyal and faithful to your wife, do you consider it cheating if you let a monkey give it to you? I'm asking.
You're asking me?
I'm asking you that question, yeah.
Well, what are you asking me exactly?
I'm asking you, if you're a straight guy, do you consider it cheating on your wife if you let a monkey go to town with you? Yes or no?
What? I don't think you can honestly...
Come on, yes or no? Do you consider it cheating?
I think it's cheating, yeah.
With a monkey?
With a monkey.
Why?
Because you're... It's not so much cheating as it is exhibiting such aberrant psychological hygiene, such a sick mental state that you have, in some way, you've disgraced yourself and your wife. Although if you're sick, I guess it's not a disgrace. But I want to get back to this thing that...
If you're sick, it's not a disgrace. That's what you're saying.
I guess. I don't know. I think any guy that has sex with an ape has got to be out of his freaking mind. He's got to be mental. Okay, that's what I'm saying. That's number one. Number two, you're saying, why couldn't the ape have just bit him?
Because it's sexually transmitted.
But why couldn't the ape have just bit the guy and transmitted it that way?
Because HIV is sexually transmitted.
Meaning what? Meaning he had to have been having sex with the ape?
Yeah.
And it had to be a straight guy?
Absolutely. And I think the time has finally come to get the, if you'll pardon the expression, Phil, get the monkey off the back of a lot of gay people about how AIDS came about. It was a straight guy who, you know, made a bad decision one Friday night, went for a chimpanzee, and that was back in 1930, and the world's had to pay for it ever since.
All right, well, the news is that a very, very, very powerful computer was used in extrapolating genetic information to the point where we now know that HIV-1 was introduced to the human species in 1930, somewhere in Africa, trans species from chimpanzee or ape or primate to man. And this was information that we just got this past week. I wish I had the name of the scientist. It's a female scientist who came up with this information. Doug Danger is with us from the Orange County Courier. And we're talking about that and more, including Doug's opinion that it was a straight guy that had sex with a chimpanzee in 1930 away from his family that introduced it to the population. Although I would like to find out how it eventually became such a scourge among gay people. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Always pleasure to have Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, a local newspaper. You're an entertainment writer, Doug. How do you feel qualified to talk about matters of health? And
Phil, let me say something. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? The issue of HIV has been very close to me. And when I look at this information that has been extrapolated from the work of this terrific research scientist, and now we know where HIV first came into the human species and originating from the primate species. I think this is quite groundbreaking information. I think everybody ought to be interested in it.
Well, your theory being that it's not a theory. I mean, we know that it came across to humans in 1930 in Africa. You think it came from a chimpanzee to a straight guy who was having sex with a chimp?
I think the oral sex. And
okay, I don't want to get this graphic, but you are convinced that that's what that is, because gay people don't have sex with monkeys.
No. Straight people do. Straight people engage in far more aberrant behavior than gay people.
Okay, here is Charlotte on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Phil. Hi, Doug.
Hi.
I'm not going to debate any of your views, Doug, about, like, straight people being more sexually deviant than gay people, but there's a few holes in your argument that are kind of prominent and that I'm only going to focus on because I honestly haven't read any of the original research about the whole 1930s transition.
It just came out this week, and the doctor, the research scientist, I wish we had the story. It was out yesterday, right, Mike? And this is the world's most powerful computer in Las Cruces, New Mexico, or something like that. She, utilizing this computer, she was able to use. She didn't even use the whole computer. They gave her 560 nodes.
Right.
Of the computer to do the research on.
Okay, well then we can assume all of that is correct. But my point is that you're overlooking the principle of parsimony, which is the most simple explanation for things happening. The simplest explanation for something happening is generally the correct one. And I can buy the whole transmission from a non-human primate, but I think it's extremely odd to assume that the reason why was specifically a straight man attempting to have oral sex with a wild animal. And I think that the simplest explanation for that would be any person hunting some sort of wild animal, some sort of primate like that, and cornering it and getting bitten anywhere. Because if you're assuming that transmission of AIDS only occurs through bites to the genitalia, you know, that's wrong.
Well, I appreciate your opinion, but you think that your conclusion's the simplest. I think when you're talking about straight men, I don't think there's anything complicated about assuming that this guy, you know, only straight men have sex with animals. That's a straight kink. That's not a gay kink. That's a straight freak.
Okay, but you don't think it's more likely that they were hunting the animal? You don't think that people more often hunt animals than attempt to have oral sex?
In other words,
animals?
The argument being that it is much more likely that he was hunting for food rather than trying to have the monkey give him sex.
No,
right.
I disagree. I think it was more. It's more likely a straight guy away from his wife, away from his girlfriend, out in the jungle.
He doesn't need to have sex.
Now there you go. See, that's what I think. With all due respect, that's where I think you don't understand the straight man's thinking.
Right, because I'm a straight
and the
woman,
other thing.
I guess,
well,
I mean,
no, ma'am. It's just that sex drives men like it doesn't drive women. And the other thing that you're missing is they may have hunted it and then tried to have sex with it.
Oh, God.
Well, okay. You know, hey, Phil, I didn't make this world, okay?
Ignoring the fact that the canines and incisors of chimpanzees are much larger than those of humans.
Are you some kind of an ape?
It's a fairly dangerous activity. So
how do you know something about monkeys that I don't know? Well, unless you know something about monkeys that I don't know.
Well, I mean, haven't you ever seen, like, on National Geographic, the chimpanzees have bigger teeth than humans do. But, I mean, aside from this point, my second point being that you know nothing about
monkeys. You mean unless she knows something about monkeys that you don't know?
Well, you sound like you are,
Sir, I'm a biology major.
All right, okay, I don't know.
I'm sorry, like, I can't. Let me get to my second point, which is you know nothing about the sexual orientation of the person who originally received the virus from a non-human primate. All you know is that they were non-monogamous.
Gotta be straight.
No, all you know
is
that they were not monogamous, because that is the only way that the virus could have spread, if
right.
it was sexually transmitted. All you know is that they or their partner were non-monogamous.
No, they
gotta
be straight.
You don't know anything about their sexual orientation.
A disgruntled married man who wanted to kind of walk on the wild side after getting some from an ape. I don't think there's anything extreme about that at all.
I think that's the most extreme, ridiculous thing. So the guy goes, has sex with a monkey, and then decides he wants to try gay sex. He's a married man living in Africa, building a highway.
That's right.
That's weird, man. And what you're saying, what this lady is saying is not...
I think mine is every bit as believable
parsimony.
As hers.
Parsimony. It doesn't
okay.
matter what's believable. It's
all right.
Parsimony.
All right, I gotta take a break. Thank you, ma'am. I gotta go to another call. Are you hearing what we're saying to you?
Are you hearing what I... Look, Phil, don't talk down to me, okay? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I know what I'm talking about.
I got it, okay? I'm just wondering if you're hearing what people are saying to you about this. Here is St. Lucie on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Oh, St. Lucie is very, very upset with you, sir. Very, very upset with you. I've been working with patients with HIV since 1970.
What have I said that would upset you?
What upsets me is that you're putting out lies, like people have been putting out about this disease for years and years and years now, and it's got to stop.
They've been saying that gay people started this disease. I'm here to tell you that that's not true.
Nobody. You go back
in
the history of this.
Yeah, a lot of people said that gay people are the ones that originated this.
Yes,
they call it the gay.
In the beginning.
There you go.
Of course they did, because that was the spread here in the United States. Did they say
well, now
that
we
in
know
Africa?
That, now we know a straight guy had sex with an ape.
No, listen to
That's
me.
What we know,
Did they
thank
say
God.
That in Africa? Have you bothered to look at the book by Randy Schultz?
Yes, the band played on. I know all about it. Yeah.
Okay,
I haven't read it.
That's one of the best accountings. How
I know
the
book. I haven't read it, but I know of it.
Well
you ought to read it, man. You ought to read it.
Why? What will I find out about?
You need to read it because... The spread throughout Africa happened from the missionaries that were in the outbacks that ran out of gloves, ran out of needles, and the disease was spread rampantly in the beginning right there in the different nations.
So you're saying that Christian missionaries spread the disease?
Absolutely.
Lady, you're gonna have
absolutely.
Some trouble.
Absolutely. Innocently,
you're gonna have
because
some big trouble with the religious establishment if you let that get out.
Listen to
Look,
me.
And she's saying innocently.
It
was by mistake.
Done intentionally. If you remember back to 1978.
How can you unintentionally have sex with somebody?
She's not saying they had sex with anybody.
I'm not saying
well,
they had
Phil,
sex. I'm telling you that there was a reuse of needles.
That's your interpretation.
There was a reuse of gloves.
I think
and that is how the disease originally
gloves.
Started to spread throughout Africa.
Okay.
It originally came from a chimpanzee. You're absolutely correct. And
I'm
that
talking
was
about a straight
over
guy.
9 months ago.
A straight guy who...
yeah, but they didn't know what year. They thought it was sometime in the...
Baloney, they didn't. I've been teaching this
See,
since 1987.
Oh, here we go. She's been teaching it. So forget about the fact that we just found it out this week. She's been teaching it.
Since 1987.
You're nuts.
Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. I went on our website. It says Phil Hendry stars on King of the Hill alongside Reese Witherspoon, which is so far from the truth, man. I got like 28th billing on the show. She's the star. Kathleen Turner's the star. And I'm down the list about 146 people. I got a couple of, you know, I got a small part. But I hope you'll tune in. Sunday night, it's a great show. It's a funny show. King of the Hill, funniest thing on TV. And it ain't a cartoon. It's animation, too, as somebody reminded me. Not that I know the difference. Looked like a cartoon to me. It's not a cartoon. It's animation, Phil. Anyway, Sunday night, 7:30, I'll be on King of the Hill. Doug Danger with us from Santa Ana, the Orange County Courier-Writer. And, okay, so they discovered that AIDS originated in the human species in 1930, and it was a straight guy. It wasn't a gay guy that spread it. You say because it was a straight guy that had sex with a monkey and then tried some gay sex. Is that right?
Well, Phil, I mean, you get a lot of these straight guys who are unhappy or they want to take a walk on the wild side with a gay guy. That's how AIDS was spread. And by addressing this issue now, I think we are far and away better off, okay, and not hiding it. And I've got points that I'd like to bring out to prove.
Okay, well, let me get another phone call here, and I'll let you bring out your points. Here is Matthews on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Doug, I'd just like to engage in a respectful debate with you.
Yeah, that's all I'm here for.
All right. I think, first of all, that it's ridiculous that it had to be a straight guy. You know, you got to lay out the facts on the table. You're a journalist. You should understand that. You got a supercomputer that is able to deduct that in 1930, AIDS was transmitted.
From a monkey to a man.
Through bodily fluids from a primate to a man.
Right.
That does not
How do you know it was a man?
That... It could have been a woman.
Let's see. You're making some assumptions, too.
Okay. Excuse me for that assumption. To a human. Mankind.
I think it was a man, but okay. As long as we're playing by your rules.
All right. That does not mean that the primate had to bite the human on his genitalia. The human could have been hunting, or it is very possible that a man could have been engaging in oral sex with a primate. But you cannot deduct that 70 years after the fact.
Well,
that is ridiculous.
You're
a journalist. You should understand that.
All right, I'm a journalist. I observe human nature. Go to the zoo. You been to the zoo lately?
I've been to the zoo, yeah.
All right, you go to the primate house, and what do you see? Who do you see standing around the monkey cage? Families.
I would probably guess it would be mostly men.
Families.
Families? Okay.
Families. And
yeah.
Who are families? Straight people.
Yeah, but you... It,
well, what do you find amusing about that?
Bestiality is a sickness of the mind to which both straight and gay people...
All I'm saying is, I don't see gay people standing around a monkey cage.
That doesn't... Monkey cages, 70 years after the fact, have nothing to do with it. First of all, you're basing all your assumptions on gay people in America. This happened to Africans 70 years ago.
Well, what's different? Human nature doesn't change, sir.
This.
Human nature doesn't change that much over 70 years. Human nature is human nature.
Of course it does.
Sexual proclivity is sexual. Well, what do you think has changed so much? Are you telling me that in 70 years' time, 70 years ago, only straight people, or I mean, 70 years ago, only gay people visited monkeys at the zoo, and now straight people are visiting monkeys at the zoo?
200 years ago, people got their hands chopped off for stealing.
Well, that's a social behavior. I'm talking about...
So is sexual preference.
Are you telling me that there was no bestiality in 1930?
Oh, it was rampant.
Okay, and it was rampant among straights. And the reason why I say straights, and I'll say it again, sir, go to the zoo. Straight people are the only ones you see at the monkey cage.
The zoo is observation of animals.
No, and
straight
people.
Or gay
and
is
people.
A sexual preference.
And okay. People. And people.
Okay.
So you're saying, based upon, if I could jump in, Doug, the fact that only straight people go to the monkey cage at the zoo, they're the only ones that would have sex with an ape.
And the gentleman's laughing.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you. Just
okay.
Out of frustration.
Well, I think it's pretty far out.
Well, you think a lot's far out, Phil. I've known you for a long time, and you've yet to ever really have the honesty to say that I've made a good point about something.
Well, you know what? I think it's pretty out there, man, to say you are convinced a straight guy had a monkey trying to give him oral sex because you only see straight folks hanging around the primate house.
I didn't say hanging around the primate house.
It took a supercomputer just to deduct the time and fashion in which it was transmitted.
Right.
You
so
are
it's
a
pretty
human journalist saying that it was a straight man having oral sex with a primate.
All right. Thanks for your call. Here is New Braunfels on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, my comment is I heard him say that you could only get HIV through sexual transmission, and that is a horribly gross, incorrect statement. Nurses get it all the time, every day, from needle sticks.
What do you mean
it
every
is not
day?
Only a transmission
nurses,
through sexual contact.
Well, nurses don't get it every day.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
No, they don't.
No, they.
And you have
they don't.
You have the statistics on that?
And you have the statistics that they do?
No, I don't. Do
of
you?
Of course you don't.
I'm asking you.
So why don't you just not make a lot of statements, and I won't either?
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
But let's get back to the point that you said
let's get back
you can
to
only
some reality.
Get HIV through
let's
sexual
let's get back to
contact.
Reality. Let's get back to the fact. Are you married?
Yes, I am.
All right, you're more likely to go to the ape house than a gay guy. Let's get back
okay,
to the
that's
real
great.
Stuff that
let's
we're talking about.
Let's get back to the point that you said you can only get HIV through sexual contact. That is grossly inaccurate.
Yeah, but then you brought
period.
Up nurses
period.
Gay, and you,
so
you don't have any way
of... So if you're going to come up
no,
here and talk about
inaccurate,
facts about HIV
you don't have anything to back it up with.
Oh, I don't.
No.
So you're saying that you're going to stick by your statement that you can only get HIV through sexual contact?
I'm saying that the way it came
that's
into
my
the
question.
Human
can you please answer my question? You can only get HIV through sexual contact.
With a monkey.
With
that's
a monkey. That's the only way you can get
no,
HIV.
No, not now. That's how that guy got it.
So you're saying the only way now, can you get HIV through needle sticks now?
I don't think so, no.
You
oh come on,
so.
Man! That's why they wear. That's why
that's why children are getting HIV because they're hemophiliac
oh,
and they're
here we
getting
go.
Blood transfusions.
And I guess you've got the statistics to back that up too. You know, you're making a lot of claims here that you got no statistics to back it up with either.
Well, where is your claim that you can only get HIV through a sexual contact? What about these children? These
that's
children
all the
that are getting
get
HIV through
I'm talking about
blood
the original guy.
Have you
you're
not
trying
seen
to take,
those
you're trying to
Have
take
you not it, gone to take care of these
you know,
children?
You're trying to
I
take
am.
It
I'm
off
a nurse.
Of the, you're
I
trying to take it off
kids.
The fact that some straight guy got a hum job from a monkey, from cheetah, and you're ashamed of that. I would be too.
No, that has nothing to do with it. I know that that stuff exists.
From Cheetah.
I am saying,
well,
you are incorrect in your statement that,
okay,
HIV can only be transmitted through sexual
contact. And it is an incorrect assumption, Doug. That's why there are prophylactic measures taken by police wearing rubber gloves, people who are around blood. It is an incorrect assumption.
Yeah, but you haven't disproven the fact that a guy in 1930...
I know a married man unhappy with his wife or whatever had sex with an ape.
You got it. All right, if I admit your point, will you admit mine?
No.
Oh, very big of you, ma'am.
Yeah,
okay.
Because you're still not saying. You just told me that you can't get HIV through any other means by sexual
contact.
All right,
we got it. Thank you. Here's Oxnard on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, man, what are you talking about? You think guys go to the take their families to the zoo just to get something from the monkey? Is that what you're saying? I mean, be honest about it.
What are you saying?
What am I saying? He's saying that the people that go to the zoo are straight guys that are like they're trying to get something off the monkey. Normally,
I never said that.
Huh?
I never said that.
Well, normally the people that you're talking about people that
go to the zoo. So, in other words, you got what I said wrong.
What's that?
I said you got what I said wrong.
Well, what were you saying?
I said those are the only people you see around the monkey house are straight people.
That's because the gay guys are out doing somebody.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Here's San Antonio. Hello.
Yeah, he was saying that you can only get HIV from having a sexual contact. Well, that is not true. You can get it from blood passing through other means. I mean, if he's talking about from a primate to a human transmission, it could have been through a monkey handler in a circus or a naturalist-type setting. That's a possibility. So how can he say that it's only due to a sexual contact?
Hello? Hello? Danger. Danger!
Wait.
Jesus Christ.
Will you wake up, man? You're on...
I'm sorry, that guy was...
Do you know what it is that we're talking... Now you don't even know what it is that we're talking about anymore.
I don't know. It's something about hanging around a primate house.
Yeah. That's it. Well, good luck with your theory, man.
Are you hanging up on me?
Yeah, I am. I'm hanging up on you. You suck. Some guy a long time ago had sex with an ape. Well, all I know is that somebody did some work on a computer, and it came out that the thing happened like, I don't know. That what they did say was that there was so much slave labor going on in Africa some 70 years ago that a lot of these workers would go out and catch the monkeys to eat because they were starving to death. Because guess who? The French were building a road. The French were building themselves a highway or a railroad or something, and they were using forced labor, and the forced laborers were starving to death, so they would catch whatever they could catch. And next thing you know, they got themselves HIV because they're eating tainted meat. It's the Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show, concluding another week of broadcasting. We hope you'll be with us next time for another story from Science Fiction Theater. Anyway, don't forget to log on to philhendryshow.com for the best of the Phil Hendry Show 99 CD. All proceeds go to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. These guys do killer, killer work, and they've been doing it for 10 years, and nobody gives a crap except for us, and we've been raising money for them, and a lot of other wonderful private benefactors as well. So if you care about kids and you want a good CD filled with all kinds of cutting-edge radio comedy, the kind of crap you won't hear usually from some of these radio station CDs to get released. And by the way, it's the last one we're ever going to do. All the more reason to get it Log on to philhenryshow.com. Get the best of the Phil Henry Show 99 CD. Communism is neat. It's 20 through 50. $3.50 shipping and handling. $20 for the CD. Then don't forget about King of the Hill Sunday night at 7:30. Phil Henry, along with, Phil Henry, along with Reese Witherspoon. That's a hot one. Phil Henry getting about 1,200th billing to Reese Witherspoon and Kathleen Turner. And don't forget, homepages. We'd like your homepage designs. Send it to webmaster at philhenryshow.com. Let's see just how crappy an artist you are. Doug, you there? Doug!
Oh, Jesus. What? You say something?
Yeah! Simon Constant hymn. I know it's all right in my mind. I got a little schoolgirl and she's all mine. I can't get through to her because it doesn't for me. But I'm going to give her everything I've got to give.
Wait, that's the video.
See that rose that you know, that monkey brain was a delicacy.
Chlamydia.